101.1 FM WHSM Hayward, Muskie 101.
This is InfoTrack, the weekly show with information you should know. Here's what's happening on this week's show.
You might only think of the Salvation Army when visiting one of their thrift stores or when you see them collecting holiday donations. But the organization plays a vital role every day, helping millions of Americans who need shelter or a helping hand.
Beyond the thrift stores, we have shelters, youth programs, recreation centers, child care centers, and there are opportunities to really make a difference in the lives of individuals.
Then, have you lost touch with your 401k? Millions of retirement accounts are reportedly unclaimed or forgotten.
401ks are out of sight, out of mind. That's what makes them so great. But that also means some people don't interact with it all that often. And frankly, they may forget that it's there.
Those two stories and more are ahead on this week's InfoTrack. The show begins right after this.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea was your best friend, it would be the kind of friend that starts an impromptu dance party in the supermarket aisle that turns into an all-day pool party rager at your place, and you don't even own a pool. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea turns any day into a legendary adventure. It's smooth and refreshing real iced tea with just the right kick of alcohol. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My car is making this noise. Sometimes it's like doot doot, and sometimes it's like grrr.
Do you have a dash light on?
Oh yeah.
Then we don't have to listen for clues. With the free Fix Finder service, we can read a check engine, ABS, or maintenance light to find the likely fix and even recommend a local shop if you need one.
So you don't need to hear the grrr.
Not with Fix Finder. Everything you need, nothing you don't.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
InfoTrack, the weekly show with information you should know. Here's your host, Chris Whitting.
The Salvation Army offers Americans in need a remarkable scope of services, from emergency shelters to youth programs and much more. Here with the story, InfoTrack's Gina Tedesco. Gina?
Thanks, Chris. Joining us now is Merle Heatwohl, National Commander of the Salvation Army. Merle, we're all familiar with your brick-and-mortar retail stores selling used personal and household items. Tell us, though, what are some of the services people may not be familiar with?
Well, we offer a wide range of services throughout the country. And one of the things that people are not always aware of is the fact that we are a Christian church and do offer worship services at locations throughout the country, and that our whole ministry of the Salvation Army really comes from our commitment to God and to showing His love to people in very practical ways. And so beyond the thrift stores, we have shelters, we have youth programs, we have recreation centers, we have child care centers, and all different types of housing facilities. So we just have that broad perspective. And one of the characteristics of the Salvation Army throughout its 160-year history is that we've tried to tailor those services to the needs of a local community.
And some of them have some pretty serious needs, especially in the last few years. There have been a torrent of natural disasters. What does the Salvation Army provide to help victims of floods or fires?
One of the benefits that we have is that we are operating in nearly every zip code across the country. And so when a natural disaster happens, we already have people on the ground ready to respond to those disasters. And we will be there on site to provide spiritual care and comfort to those that have been impacted by the disaster, as well as provide practical things such as food, help with getting new locations to stay, with clothing that might be necessary, and just to help them to have that support during that time, and also providing support to the first responders by being there on scene and giving them whatever they need as far as refreshments are concerned, whether that's drinks, whether that's food, or any other means that we can be supportive to them as well.
And I know that generally speaking, you have food pantries. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reports 18% of households with adults and children were classified as food insecure at least some of the time of the year, according to the most recent measure. And that's gotten worse from the year before. Now, food insecurity means being uncertain of having or being unable to get enough food to feed everyone in the family. Have you seen a dramatic increase in the number of people using your food pantries?
We have, over the years, seen great increases in the numbers that come to us looking for that type of assistance. And it's a reality in our world today that as prices go up, whether that's the rent for their housing or whether that's food, all of those expenses add up. And even when they are receiving some assistance, whether it's from the government or other agencies, there's still a great need there. And we are particularly concerned for children that are impacted in those situations to make sure that they are receiving adequate food. And our food pantries operate in nearly every center of operation that we have across the country.
Now, talk to us about your mobile food pantries. This is an interesting wrinkle. Where and how do they operate, and what do they provide?
Well, we have a number of communities, primarily larger communities in the country, where they have the ability to do those mobile food pantries. And that's something that really developed also during the COVID years, that as we were recognizing that it was not going to be possible for people necessarily to come and receive products at our locations like they normally would, that we would have either food pantries set up out on the parking lot or even in different places around the community where we would be able to have the food items there available, that families could come and receive what they needed and still be protected from the potential issues that were related to COVID at that time.
We're visiting with Merle Heatwold, National Commander of the Salvation Army, who's bringing us up to date on the organization's work in communities. Merle, in addition to donating money, what are the other ways people can help the Salvation Army?
Well, one of the best ways is just to get involved, to get actively involved in the ministry of the Salvation Army. If they're interested in being a volunteer, they can go to our website, salvationarmyusa.org, find their local center, and then contact them and ask what are the best ways to get involved. Some of the ways that that happens is by organizing food drives, helping us to put food baskets together for families, doing toy drives at Christmas time, and a lot of different opportunities. It could be teaching a class at one of our community centers. So there are just multiple ways that people can get involved and support us in our ministry.
And there are also some ways that people might not think of right off the top of their heads, like donating airline miles.
Correct. That is a wonderful opportunity as well, because there are times when we have those that are coming to us that for whatever reason have gotten separated from the rest of their family and need a way to get back to the support system that they have. And often that's also related to deaths in the family and being able to be a part of a family funeral to recognize that support and love that's needed during those times. And those air miles can help us to make sure that people have that opportunity to go and be a part of those very special family events.
Now, your group says it helped more than 27 million people in 2024 overcome poverty, addiction, and economic hardships. When people donate clothes or items to your stores, they're supporting programs, aren't they, to help adults recover from addictions?
They definitely are. We have what we call our adult rehabilitation program that serves men and women across the country who have come out of an addictive lifestyle and are working to prepare themselves to get back in the workforce, to be back productive members of society. And through those donations, if they make a purchasing clothes at our thrift stores, that helps to support that ministry. But there are also many other ministries that the thrift stores support, from our food pantries to our shelter programs. All different avenues of service really benefit from that overall opportunity to support us through the thrift store ministry. The other reality is that it's a wonderful opportunity for those who have limited resources to be able to find good quality clothing and other household products that can support them in what they need within their own home.
And at a time when so many needs are so great in society, the Salvation Army, like many nonprofits, has seen a reduction in monetary donations in recent years, hasn't it? Do we know why that is?
Well, we've seen a trend that happens primarily from people responding when there are real times of crisis and disaster. And so then the donations can be very overwhelming in the sense that they just come in lots and lots of different varieties of donations. But what happens is when there aren't those kinds of incidents, whether that was COVID related, whether that's a disaster, that people tend to then forget about the everyday needs that exist. And so that's something that we always want to remind people, is that the need doesn't stop just at the end of a disaster or at the end of a situation like COVID. Those things are happening each and every day throughout the year, and there are opportunities to really make a difference in the lives of individuals each and every day.
And one more time, to donate or get involved, the website is?
SalvationArmyUSA.org. You can go there, make a donation, you can get involved as a volunteer, or just find out more about the Salvation Army and our ministries across the country.
Excellent. Merle Heatwell, National Commander of the Salvation Army, thanks for taking time with us, and best of luck in all your efforts.
Well, thank you very much.
For InfoTrack, I'm Gina Tedesco.
Next, millions of lost or forgotten 401k accounts. That story coming up.
Don't go away. InfoTrack will be back right after this.
You need parts? O'Reilly has parts. Get one free set of brake pads when you buy two brake rotors. Upgrade to Brake Best Select pads for just $10. Or upgrade to Brake Best Select Pro or Import Direct pads for just $20. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In a world parched for excitement, one drink will emerge. Twisted Tea, the refreshing thrill ride of flavor. Recreating its classic role as the hard iced tea that goes down smooth. Twisted Tea doesn't just taste like real iced tea, it's made with real brewed tea and a 5% kick of alcohol. Taste the adventure with Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Lowe's knows big savings make a big difference, especially when you're shopping for appliances. Hurry in to get up to 30% off select major appliances. Plus, MyLowe's Rewards members get free delivery, free haulaway, free installation and parts on purchases of $2,500 or more. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7:30. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Price, delivery time, and vehicle availability may vary based on order size and location. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com/delivery for more details.
This is InfoTrack, a balanced look at today's most important issues. Once again, here's Chris Whitting.
It may surprise you, but vast fortunes in retirement savings are currently unclaimed in forgotten or lost 401k accounts. Could some of that money be yours? Here to share the details, InfoTrack reporter Jim Anthony. Jim?
Thanks, Chris. My guest is Kate Ashford, a personal finance expert and writer at NerdWallet. Kate, let's start with the basics. How does someone lose track of something as valuable as a 401k account?
Well, it's a good question, but you know, the thing about 401ks is that they are out of sight, out of mind. That's what makes them so great for savings. You don't have to make the choice to save every month. That's why we tell everyone they should be using them. It automates your decision. But that also means some people don't interact with it all that often. And frankly, they may forget that it's there. And if you're changing jobs, it's not going to be the top thing on your to-do list.
Now, the average unclaimed 401k has just over $56,000 sitting in it, as research indicates. So those small balances can potentially grow over time into significant sums of money.
Oh, absolutely. The power of compounding, every cent matters. And if you've got $56,000 sitting in there, you want to go after it. That's going to be valuable in the long run.
Compounding, the eighth wonder of the world, as they say.
Exactly.
What are the first and easiest steps you can take to start tracking down a lost 401k?
Well, the first and easiest, maybe, is contacting your former employer. If you can get in touch with someone at your old HR department, they may be able to point you in the right direction. But if that isn't possible, they don't know what you're talking about, they don't exist anymore, you can also try going directly to the plan administrator, which is the financial company that had your 401k, if you know who that is, and try to track your 401k down that way. You can really run down the list of the big 401k providers if you want to, you know, Fidelity, Vanguard, T. Rowe, Voya, and just, if you aren't sure, you can ask them if your 401k is there. They could probably help you out.
Now, I know there are some tools that are available, like the National Registry of Unclaimed Retirement Benefits, and I think the Department of Labor also has something like a lost and found site. How effective are these tools, and what kind of information do you need to use them?
You know, I think it depends on where you've lost your 401k, how long ago you lost your 401k, and I imagine these sites are kind of hit and miss depending on where your assets are. The National Registry of Unclaimed Retirement Benefits is at unclaimedretirementbenefits.com, and you just need your social security number to see if something pops up there. The Retirement Savings Lost and Found database, the Department of Labor site, lostandfound.dol.gov, that's another thing you can try. There's also an abandoned plan database from the Department of Labor. I did not find that particularly helpful, but if you know the name of your plan and you're looking for it, you can try that. You can just search Department of Labor abandoned plan database to track that down.
What if someone remembers working for a company, but that company either no longer exists or they change their names? Can people still find that old account?
Oh, that old account is probably still out there, and that might be one of the best uses of these databases is when your company is no longer around, you can't ask anyone. That database, you may find that your account is out there floating about and you can find it through one of these. There's also a site called missingmoney.com, which is the official unclaimed property website of the National Association of State Treasurers, and you might find that your money is listed there.
Now, what happens to 401k accounts with smaller balances, say under $5,000? Typically, if I understand correctly, you can't leave accounts that are of small balance with the company if you leave the company?
Well, it depends on the balance. If your 401k has less than $1,000 when you quit a job, the IRS will allow the plan administrator to automatically withdraw your money and send you a check, minus 20% in taxes, and you have about 60 days to roll that over into another 401k or IRA account if you don't want it to count as a distribution. If the 401k has between $1,000 and either $5,000 or $7,000, depending on the year you left it and what state you're in, your employer can move your money into another IRA. So it might still be there, but be in a different place entirely. And if your 401k has more than $5,000 or $7,000, they can't move it, so it should still be where you left it.
We'll get to tax considerations in just a moment because I do want to delve into what people should do with those lost 401ks if and when they find them. But talk a little bit about this concept first of auto portability. What is it and how does it help to minimize, or does it help to minimize, the problem of lost accounts and especially those with smaller balances?
Oh, sure. Yeah, this is a new thing that is being tried in the retirement savings industry in that a 401k would go with you when you leave the job. It would roll over into an IRA automatically. And that's a fantastic idea because as with the 401k automation, it automates the decision of moving the money. So it goes with you.
Talk a little about this concept of auto portability. What is it? And does it help to minimize the problem of lost accounts and especially those with smaller balances?
Well, yeah, the auto portability program is a new thing happening in the retirement savings industry where a worker leaves a job, their 401k account will automatically move into an IRA, which is a super idea. In much the same way that we encourage people to automate savings with the 401k, automating moving those savings with them would make the most sense. So I think that's a great idea. I hope it catches on.
Okay, so once someone recovers a lost 401k, the next step is, what should they do with it? Should they leave it where it is, roll it into a traditional IRA, or what they call a rollover IRA, or move it to a current employer's plan? What really is the best course of action to take once you've recovered that lost 401k?
Well, you do have those three choices. We don't really recommend leaving the money in your old 401k because, again, you might forget about it. It's harder to keep track. You're still paying fees in a 401k that you are no longer able to contribute to. You can roll it over into an IRA. That certainly is a great option. You can also roll it into your employer's 401k if you like the investment options there. The benefit of rolling it into your employer's 401k is that all your money is in one place, which makes it easier to make sure that your balances are what you hope them to be. But really, rolling into a rollover IRA or your current 401k are both good options.
But a rollover IRA will likely have more options than, say, an employer's 401k plan?
Absolutely. A rollover IRA will likely give you more options in terms of investments, and often the fees are lower. So that is something to think about as you're making this decision.
I do want to come back to taxes for just a minute. I know nobody likes to talk about taxes, but what are the tax considerations that people should keep in mind when rolling over an old 401k, especially if they've accumulated multiple accounts over the years? What's the best course of action?
Well, certainly you want to make sure if you roll over a 401k in such a way that the check gets sent to you, that you make sure you roll it over into an IRA or 401k within 60 days, or it will count as a distribution. And then you will owe income taxes. And if you're not 59 and a half, you'll owe a penalty on that money. So the easiest thing to do is to roll it over from company to company, so it goes directly from one to the other and you don't ever see it.
This may be overwhelming for a lot of people, but for our listeners who haven't thought about their old retirement accounts in years, or maybe they don't even recall that they had one, what's your best piece of advice to help them take that first step today?
Well, there's no harm in checking these databases to see if anything pops up. And if you are the sort of person that keeps your tax documents in easy folders to pop through, you might just check your old W-2s, see if there are 401ks noted there, and see if you recall that you've rolled those over to a new account. Really, it's just a matter of checking in a few places and making sure you have as much as you think you should have.
Sound advice. Kate Ashford, personal finance expert at NerdWallet, is our guest. Kate, thank you for sharing your insights today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And I'm Jim Anthony for InfoTrack.
You're listening to InfoTrack, a production of Syndication Networks.
This is the story of the one. As a safety manager at a manufacturing plant, he does everything he can to keep his coworkers safe. From finding ways to reduce risks, to keeping safety supplies in stock. And for that, he relies on Grainger. Grainger offers a broad range of quality products and next-day delivery, so he can always play it safe. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Our next guest is an expert, author, and keynote speaker on artificial intelligence and automation. He's been ranked as one of the top 10 global AI and automation experts, and his latest book is titled Irreplaceable: The Art of Standing Out in the Age of Artificial Intelligence. Pascal, you mentioned that AI challenges us to be more human. Can you elaborate on this? How can AI push us to develop more human-centric skills?
Yes, AI pushes us to be more human on two dimensions. The first one is it takes away from us those repetitive, mundane, robotic tasks that we don't like to do and that don't bring a lot of value. For example, those mundane emails, mundane data entry, all the stuff that we don't like to do on our computers and that takes us a lot of time and that don't bring the highest value. So it takes us those robotic type of tasks and makes them for us. On another dimension, AI pushes us to be more human because in order to create the maximum synergy with AI, we need to be as different as possible from it to focus on those uniquely human skills, genuine creativity, social authenticity, and critical thinking. Those three uniquely human capabilities, those abilities that AI will never be able to achieve authentically as well as we do. AI pushes us to be more human because it takes away those non-human tasks that we used to do, that were logistic, that were mundane, repetitive. And secondly, it pushes us to be more human because we have to differentiate ourselves from all the capabilities that AI can do by being more human.
What is the AI obesity trap, and why is it something to be avoided?
What I call AI obesity is a reference to the fast food industry. Those juicy burgers, food that we love, that they deliver to us a lot of endorphins because it's sweet, it's good, and it's fast. AI provides us with the same things. In the dimensions of creativity, in the dimensions of connectivity with others, in dimensions of writing and critical thinking, analysis, and so on. So basically, it gives us outcomes that are good enough, I would say, quick and fast delights, but that are not deep. If you compare fast food with fine dining, AI outcomes are fast to get. You can create articles, you can create poems quickly, but they won't have the same touch, the same depth as the ones that are created by humans. I'm not saying here that we shouldn't use AI. I'm just saying that we shouldn't satisfy ourselves with the outcome of AI that is usually quite shallow.
Your book emphasizes future-proofing children for an AI-driven world. What are some specific ways that parents can adapt their kids for AI?
The strategy that I'm using with my kids is where you explain to them what are the pros and cons of using those applications, whether it's for social media, for gaming, telling them also that it's good because you're also learning those systems. So it's not about banning completely those technologies, but it's about giving them the whole picture of what is good for them and also giving them the full picture of life, which is not only you have this digital life, which is very important and growingly important, but you have also the physical life, the time you can spend outside with your friends playing basketball and telling them now that you know what's happening, take the ownership and commit on how long do you think you should spend every day on social media or gaming and the other application that you love. And I was very surprised to see that kids are very rational. And when you give them the full picture, they understand it. And my kids were very rational. They told me, okay, Dad, I'm going to spend 1 hour every day on those YouTube or Fortnite. It's about giving them the autonomy, the commitment, the competencies, giving them the knowledge of what are the good and bad about them. And finally, educating them. So I like also to spend time with them and connecting with them on those technologies so that they can see how we can use them best and avoid falling again into the AI obesity trap.
Pascal Bornet, author of Irreplaceable, The Art of Standing Out in the Age of Artificial Intelligence. Pascal, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
That wraps up this episode of InfoTrack. InfoTrack's executive producer is Randy Meyer, and I'm your host, Chris Whitting. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us next time for another InfoTrack broadcast. I'll bet you never
Miss Kitty, have you ever thought of running away? Settling down, would you marry me? If I ask you twice and beg you pretty please, she'd have said yes in a New York minute. They never tied a knot, his heart wasn't in it. He just stole a kiss as he rode away. He never hung his hat up at Kitty's place. I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six-shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Sidekick with a funny name, running wild through the hills, chasing Jesse James, ending up on the brink of danger, riding shotgun for the Texas Rangers. Go West, young man, haven't you been told? California's full of whiskey, women and gold, sleeping out all night beneath the desert stars, with a dream in my eye and a prayer in my heart. I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six-shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. I'd be wearing my six-shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Yeah, I should have been a cowboy. Should have been a cowboy.
101.1 FM, Muskie 101.
Thank you.
was sitting there selling turnips on a flatbed truck, crunching on a pork rind when she pulled up. She had to be thinking this is where rednecks come from. She had Hollywood written on her license plate. She was lost and looking for the interstate, needing directions, and I was a man for the job. I told her way up yonder past the caution light, there's a little country store with an old Coke sign. You gotta stop and ask Miss Bell for some of her sweet tea. Then a left will take you to the interstate, but a right will bring you right back here to me. I was sitting there thinking about her pretty face, kicking myself for not catching her name. I threw my hat and thought, you fool, it could have been love. I knew my old Ford couldn't run her down, she probably didn't like me anyhow. So I watched her disappear into a cloud of dust. Told her way up yonder past the caution light, there's a little country store with an old Coke sign. You gotta stop and ask Miss Bell for some of her sweet tea. Then a left will take you to the interstate, but a right will bring you right back here to me. This is Georgia heat playing tricks on me, or am I really seeing what I think I see? The woman of my dreams coming back to me.
Good variety.
Your country now online and on the app.
Muskie 101.
Everybody's got a summer that they can't forget. They hold on to and go back to. Your mind's on the Carolina coast, still burning in my mind like a red sunset. Chasing embers till September, what I remember most. Bottle rockets in the sky, bare feet in the sand, bonfire in her eyes, cold beer in a can. Kiss in the dark, the smile on her face when she'd make me break out of my guitar and play.
Oh, my hand. Oh, my hand.
I can still feel her fingers wrapped up in mine. Can still hear her laughing, see her dancing. You're making more than that sundress then. Who says you can't go back in time? Yeah, when that song, it comes on, I'm on rewind and I'm 17 again.
Bottle rockets in the sky, bare feet in the sand,
the sand, bonfire in her eyes, cold beer in a can, moonlight on the waves, her kiss in the dark, the smile on her face when she'd make me break out of my guitar and play.
Muskie 101.
I saw the light, I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again, I'm a brand new man. Well, the whole town's talking about the line I'm walking that leads right to your door. Have a wild side, they say a country mile wide. I'd burn those beer joints down. That's all changed now. You turned my life around. Oh, I saw the light. I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again. I'm a friend. Leave them. Oh, I'd brag about my freedom, how no one could tie me down. Then I met you. Now my heart beats true. Baby, you and me together feels more like forever than anything I've ever known. We're right on track. I ain't looking back. And the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new man. Oh, I saw the light. I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and
to the party that's just started with that cover band. That old school radio station, let's just drive until it's faded. Girl, let's lose it tonight. Cause when you do that thing right there, flipping your hair, baby, I swear. I don't think you know what you're doing to me. You got my heart skips giving a beat. You're not close enough, so that space between you and me. Let's lose it. The way your dance is swinging.
Tracy's baby, kick him to the floorboard. Them bobby pins holding your hair up, girl, you don't need them no more. That dress hanging off your shoulder as you move a little closer, yeah, let's lose it. There, flipping your hair, baby, I swear.
The one that didn't get away. Musky 101.
Well, me and my lady had our first big fight, so I drove around till I saw the neon lights of a corner bar, and it just seemed right, so I pulled up. Not a soul around but the old barkeep down at the inn looking half asleep. But he walked up and said, what'll it be? I said, the good stuff. He didn't reach around for the whiskey. He didn't pour me a beer. His blue eyes kind of went misty. He said, you can't find that here. 'Cause it's the first long kiss on a second date. Mama's all worried when you get home late, dropping the ring in the spaghetti plate, 'cause your hands are shaking so much. And it's the way that she looks with her eyes in her hair, eating burnt suppers the whole first year, and asking for seconds to keep her from tearing up. Yeah, man, that's the good stuff. He grabbed a carton of milk and he poured a glass. And I smiled and said, I'll have some of that. We sat there and talked as an hour passed, like old friends. I saw a black and white picture and it caught my stare. It was a pretty girl with bouffant hair. He said, that's my bonnet, taken about a year after we wed. He said, I spent 5 years in the bottle when the cancer took her from me. But I've been sober 3 years now, 'cause the one thing stronger than the whiskey was the sight of her holding our baby girl, the way she adored that string of pearls I gave her the day that our youngest boy Earl married his high school love. And it's a new t-shirt saying I'm a grandpa, been right there as our time got small, and holding her hand when the good Lord called her up. Yeah, man, that's the good stuff. He said, when you get home, she'll start to cry. When she says I'm sorry, say so am I. Look into those eyes so deep in love, and drink it up, 'cause that's the good stuff. That's the good stuff.
Muskie 101.
This is where it ends. I've been down a few broken roads that I'm trying to mend, but this is where it ends. And I'm breaking down. You were lying when you said that you were trying to work things out, but now I'm broken down. Went to battle for you always, fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. And like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down on all of your lies. I got too much pride to let that happen again. So this is where it ends. Had to bury all your memories. Couldn't see what everybody sees. A red flag said I should have walked out that door. Went to battle for you always, fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. And like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down on all of your lies. I got too much pride to let that happen again. So this is where it showed me what true love should it be. I found myself the second I gave up on us. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. And like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down. I know that you're this is where it ends.
country as a turn of green. She's got her daddy's money, her mama's good looks, and look who's looking at me. She's got her daddy's money, her mama's good looks, and she's looking at me.
Yeah. 101.1 FM WHSM Hayward, Muskie 101.